Hey, welcome everyone. It's so nice to have you joining me today. One thing I want to talk about is being productive. This is the big question I'm going to ask you. How many times have you gone through the day, you get exhausted by the end of the day, but when you actually do the reflection, well, you weren't actually busy on your priorities. You were busy on pretty much everything else. Why does that happen? Well, I want to talk about the four thieves of productivity today. Because when you're aware of these thieves that are stealing your time, well, maybe you'll be able to say no and get through that day in such a productive manner that you don't feel absolutely exhausted. You don't want to feel like, well, you haven't done anything. That is what we're going to be talking about in this session, is these four thieves of productivity. Now, when I was first told about these four thieves, I thought, nah, this is just another sales pitch. But the truth is, when you actually become aware of it, you suddenly go, okay, there is a thief that's stealing my productivity. Now, if you want to learn more on how to identify your thieves around you that are stealing your productivity, you're more than welcome to reach out to me. Jump onto stuarthislop.com, and at the top of the page, you'll actually see a little button to book a free clarity call with me, and I'll be happy to help you to identify them. So, what are these four thieves that you might be talking about, Stuart? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about. Four thieves, the very first one. And this particular thief, I want to say it's probably the hardest one out there. It's learning to say no. That is probably one of the hardest things. We want to feel engaged and feel part of the community. So many times, we just say yes. And regardless of how it's going to affect our day and what we are focusing on, we just say yes. So that is the first thief. The first thief is learning to say no. It's that inability to say no. So you need to learn how. And this is something that was shared with me, well, it was a good couple of years ago by one of my clients. Every time I say yes, I say to myself, what am I actually saying no to? So when I say yes, what exactly am I saying no to? And when you actually start to identify what you're saying no to, you become a lot more aware. So the inability to say no, yes, it is hard. We cannot say no all of the time. But what we can say is, hey, not right now, I can get back to that a little later. You see, when you can identify your priority and somebody comes through to you and says, hey, by the way, I need you to go through this report for me, your response shouldn't be the automatic, oh, yes, absolutely, let me do it right now. What it should be is, not right now, I will get to it. Because you are working on your priority. That is so key. Now, if that piece of work that's coming through to you is your priority, well, then of course you're going to say yes. You need to get ahead of it. So make sure that you're saying yes to your priorities and no to everything else. This first thief, the inability to say no, is such a key one. Reflect back on your day, your week. How many times have you said yes? And then afterwards gone, oh, I've still got so much work to do. So that's the first thief that I want to share with you. The second, and this one really goes with regards to your environment. You need to have an environment that supports your goals, not an environment that kind of holds you back and kind of prevents you from doing those priorities and activities to achieve your goals. So the second thief is the environment that does not support your goals. So you need to look at your environment. Where are there distractions? When you're sitting down and doing work, sometimes there's a distraction that pops up, a ping on your phone, maybe a ding on your computer. You need to remove those distractions. You also need to set down these clear boundaries. In your environment, you're going to have people come up to you on a regular basis. But if you set those boundaries and just say to them, hey, by the time or between the hours of 9 and 10, I'm just focusing on this project, and make people aware of it, set that boundary line, you'll find that by protecting that environment, you'll actually get to get through your priorities in a much easier way. And also, surround yourself with cues, bits of information, posters if you want, that actually reinforces your behavior, that activity that you're wanting to do. Have these cues so that when you sit down and think, what should I be doing right now? You go, oh, that's what I need to do. That's one of the reasons why they created these little post-it sticky notes. Those were cues. Write something down and pop it on your screen. Unfortunately, sometimes we go a little bit too far and we create too many of them and they become distractions. So the second thief is that environment and making sure that the environment supports your goals and does not hold you back. So that's two down and two to go. The third thief that's out there. Well, we cannot operate unless we are at the best and the highest level of energy. The third thief is poor health habits. Now, a lot of us, we get so busy in our days that we forget to eat. We get so busy that we work overtime. We work into the evenings. And we go to bed too late. And then we have to wake up too early to try and get all the catch-up done. That third thief is poor health habits. And it is so important to make sure that our body is fully charged and ready for the day that lies ahead. So how do we actually overcome this particular thief? Well, the first one is sleep. We need to make sure that we're having a good amount of sleep. The reason for it is sleep is when it actually regenerates our body. Haven't you ever had one of those bad nights? You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, wide awake, and then think, well, how do I go back to sleep? And then when you get to the office, you feel exhausted. Why? Because you didn't have good sleep. The second on that is nutrition. We need to make sure that we're eating healthy. More importantly, we're eating and hydrating ourselves. When we go through our day and we don't eat, what actually happens is our body starts to almost get low in energy and our thought process become weak. So when someone says to you, hey, can you do this? You're going to go, oh, yes, of course I can do that. What you need is that strength and that energy to push through and carry on with that priority, that particular task. It is so important to make sure that your health is one of your priorities. Because without your body, how do you do anything else? You can't. So the third thief is the poor health habits. Make sure you're getting good sleep and make sure that you've got nutrition. The last part of poor health habits is, well, we work now in an environment where we sit on a desk or on a chair pretty much the whole day and we don't move around. We need energy. We need the movement in our body. We need to get up. We need to take those little breaks and go for a walk. Just get the blood circulation through our body. Get the heart rate just increased slightly, not too high, but just slightly, so that you can actually get that blood flow through your body. The more blood flow, the oxygen goes through your system, you actually become more aware. So the third thief is actually the easiest one to actually sort out, because you are 100% in control of it throughout your day. Get good sleep, Eat healthy with hydration and just move to get that heart flowing. So that's the third thief that's out there. And remember, if any one of these are a little bit challenging and you want to know how to do it, remember I said, just reach out to me. Jump onto stuarthislop.com and just push that little button at the top which says book a free clarity call. It's free, no obligations. I'm just wanting to help you to get forward. So what's the fourth one? The fourth thief is the fear of chaos. Man, this is the one that catches us all out. We're in the middle of our priority. We are so deep in concentration, and then all of a sudden, there's a noise. There's a noise, or somebody shouts, or somebody says something, and we look up, and then we want to know what is going on. You see, it's the fear of being left out sometimes. There's chaos that's happening around us all the time. And it's the fear that we are not part of it or to learn about it, that curiosity that comes inside. That's why I say it's the hardest one of the fears or thieves to actually get rid of. The fear of chaos. This is something that you really have to work on. How many times have you driven on a highway and there's an accident on the side of the highway, but all the traffic is almost to a standstill? And the person in front of you, all they're doing is they're looking at the accident. There's no cars in front of them. You see, that's the person that actually fears the chaos, because they want the information. They want that curiosity. And then it carries on. Just imagine if everybody drove past and not looking at somebody else's, well, negativity of having that accident. So the fourth thief of productivity is the fear of chaos. That fear that we need to know. We need to be part of that chaos. And this one, well, it's one of the hardest ones to get rid of, but you can actually do it. When you set that environment where the chaos around you is almost eliminated, get rid of those distractions, telling the people, setting those boundaries, you'll find that the fear of chaos actually becomes easy to get through. All you've got to do is focus. So these were the four tips, or the four thieves, that I wanted to share with you. The first one is learning to say no. It's simple. Not right now. We'll do it just now. And that one there will save you a huge amount of time and get you focused on your productivity and your priorities. The second one is your environment that's not supporting your goals. You want to make sure there's no distractions. You've set those clear boundaries so that you can focus in the moment. The third one is poor health habits, making sure we're getting good sleep, making sure that we have that nutrition, and making sure that we walk, getting that blood circulation so that we have a slightly elevated heart rate for a short period of time so that we can get that oxygen through our system. And the fourth thief, well, it's the fear of chaos. It's all that that happens around us that we want to learn. We want to know more about it. So you need to look at each one of these and seeing how you can actually adapt your environment, adapt your health habits, adapt saying no, and adapt to, well, when there is chaos, not trying to be part of it. When you can go through your day, you're going to find that at the end of the day, you were productive and you were busy, but you were actually getting through all of those tasks and moving you closer and closer to achieving your goals, your outcomes that you actually put in the day. So the question that I really wanted to throw back at you is, which habit or behavior is currently draining the most productivity from your day? Which habits or behavior is draining the most productivity in your day? You see, for many times, we think the activities that we're doing are in fact our priorities. But you need to ask yourself, is that priority that priority moving me closer to the goal or not? Because if it's not, it could be the priority that you think is a priority that's draining your day. And ultimately, your productivity is just not where it should be at. These four thieves, when you can make them aware in your environment, in your day, you will actually start to see that at the end of the day and end of the week, you're going to feel like you're definitely moving closer to those particular goals. It's simple. Just be aware of them. So here's a great quote that I thought I'd share and end this particular session with. The things that matter most must never be at the mercy of the things which matter least. Let me say that again. The things that matter most must never be at the mercy of the things that matter least. Make sure that you're focused on your priorities. Make sure that you get rid of those productivity thieves so that you can start moving forward in a very productive life by design. So from this particular session, I'd love you to take just one element, just one of those thieves, address it, put it into something that you can start to resolve and become the master of that particular thief. Be the one that controls it and not allowing it to control you. Just remember, learning, it creates awareness. It's the actions that actually create results. So until our next session, I look forward to seeing you then. Cheers for now. You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.